Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, friends. Welcome to this special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I appreciate your presence for this topic today. We're looking at celebrity deaths and the soul choices associated with their passings. I'm going to talk about why a soul chooses to leave as it does and how it does, some of the soul agreements and soul contracts that are inherent within those decisions. And I'm also going to offer you a perspective to consider about your own life right now. So we're going to get into that, and I am going to reference the recent passing of Corey Monteith, as well as James Gandolfini, and actually Whitney Houston as well. For those of you who have been longtime listeners of the show, you may recall that last June 2012, I did a show that talked about Whitney Houston's presence as it was with me. Literally, I felt her with me a few months after her passing. And then I looked at her astrology chart, because I am an astrologer, and I saw that we had numerous conjunctions. Conjunctions are when planets are right on top of each other. So Whitney and I think, had 8 conjunctions. I'm trying to recall what the number was exactly. But it means that there is a connection and energies. Now, no, I'm not going to belt out a song. I don't have those talents. But it means that there are similar understandings. And so that explained to me why I felt her presence, because believe me, I doubted it. And I thought, well, I'm just being crazy. But no, it was very real, very valid. She had a beautiful message. And if you want to listen to that show, let me get that for you. It was last June. I believe it was June 5th, 2012. You can look in the archives here on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes, and I believe it has to do with expanding your self-definition. So it's a show from June 2012. Anyways, it was a beautiful message, and it relates to the energies of recent souls who have passed, and it's a reminder about our lives, our choices, what we're here to do and be. Before I go into that, I do want to share with you, I get a number of new listeners every week. Thank you all for being here. And I have a ton of information I share on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. It's all free. It's astrology, it's channelings, it's messages, it's energy, it's all kinds of stuff. I give a lot on that website, and because I want to give you a lot. So please check out the website. Of course, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, and I'm here doing this show weekly, although lately it's been more often. I have had, I would say numerous spiritual awakenings in my life, with the first one being in 2002. And since then, I've had different layers of awakenings. We don't just have one. We have multiple awakenings. Just as with any part of our lives, we're continually expanding and growing. So one of the reasons why I like doing this show is to offer you what I've learned in the past 11 years to make it practical and concise and modern and real, because we need that. So on this show, I cover all kinds of topics that are relevant to right now. I'm also an astrologer, and I love it. I've been an astrologer in numerous lifetimes, and I'm an intuitive astrologer, which means when I look at an astrology chart, I get more information. I get more energies coming in. They can be quantum or multidimensional. They can be very grounded. They can be related to your spirit guides, your team. Any messages that come from you are filtered through me via the astrology chart. I love it. And I want to share this right now because we have a really big astrological configuration that is exact July 29th. It's called a grand sextile. It is a significant energy. It's very, very rare. And there's a lot opening up to us. It's a release. It's flow. It's greater peace, acceptance, harmony, stabilization. And I've been doing readings for many, many people so that they can connect to the parts of themselves that are ready to be activated with these energies. I'm sharing all this because I want you to know I'm offering a special right now. It's on the website. It's 15 minutes and it's only $33, and you get a personal recording. You don't have to schedule anything. I look at your chart. I do a download of energies, messages, and then I send it your way. So I want to make sure that's known to you, because a lot of people are in need of information, validation, confirmation, just knowing that you're on the right path right now. So please check that out. That's on the website, and there's a lot more information about the reading as well there. Now let's take a look at this topic. I'm feeling the energy move as I'm speaking. When I do these shows, I don't prepare. I have nothing in front of me. I just channel. I access a lot of different records, energies, intuitive insights, and I just trust what comes through. You know that if you've been on a spiritual path, it's trust, right, at the end of the day and at the start of the day. So for celebrity passings, many souls will choose to be on a public platform for numerous reasons. It could be to balance other lifetimes where they weren't seen or heard. It could be for a soul who wants that experience of being out there in public in an extroverted role. It could be about validating self-worth. It could be about being acknowledged for all of your gifts. There can be karmic balancing. And there's a very intentional choices why people choose to be in the public eye. And they have choices along the way, meaning at any time, say you a soul goes through an audition, they get a part. That right there is a choice point for them about their soul lesson. They're auditioning for a part, they get the role, they say yes or no, because one path leads one way and one path leads another, right? And so they say yes as a way to affirm the soul lessons that are offered on that path, moving forward into fame, being on a bigger platform, being seen. However, when a soul makes that choice and they move forward on that path, there are still lessons along the way. There is always growth in every scenario. And often what it comes back to is self-worth, self-love, value. Do I deserve all this? Am I worthy? Do I have something to offer? Can I handle all the energies that come at me when I'm in this role? Can I detach from what is real and what is not real? Can I stay grounded? Numerous issues come up. With Corey Monteith, just a quick review of who he is. He is a young man, 31 years old, who is on the popular show here in the States called Glee. He is actor, singer, and he recently passed away in a hotel in Vancouver, Canada. He died with an overdose, heroin and alcohol mixed together. And he has been, it wasn't known by many, but he has been dealing with addiction for most of his life, and he recently went into rehab, and it's been this back and forth issue for him throughout his life. Again, a soul choice. Addiction is a soul choice. It's something that you choose to work with in the earth realm. It is something that many souls choose for various reasons. There are many celebrities who have passed because of addiction. I'm remembering Heath Ledger, Whitney Houston, Nirvana, Amy Winehouse, and you know, many more. And it's because of a few reasons. One, like I said, self-worth, self-value. It also is an exit point, meaning the soul chooses to be complete with this experience as they've created it. We each have many what I'd call exit points throughout our lives. You are here intentionally. You are choosing to be here. And when you decide on a soul level to no longer be here, you have opportunities to exit, to end this experience. And I'm feeling very strongly that with Corey Monteith, it was about being complete with the energies he was around and involved in. There was some kind of density that he didn't want to deal with. And I actually feel it as he was really hard on himself about how he couldn't uplift himself, how he couldn't rise above the energies and circumstances that were swirling within him. I also feel strongly that that he decided that he would rather end this experience now and come back burst in the higher dimensional frequencies. This happens with many souls. It's almost like hitting the restart button, starting again, saying, I'm going to do this again, but I want to do it in higher energies. There's also contracts in place in regards to people in his life. So it was known that he was in a serious relationship with his co-star, Lea Michele, I believe her name is. And our hearts go out to partners, loves, family members, everyone who deal with these losses personally. Of course we do. Of course we, you know, we feel that grief, that sorrow. We want them to be taken care of. But keep in mind that the partners and love interests of people who passed away early also have a soul contract with this experience and this person, meaning there is something that is gifted to them in this scenario, something that they agreed to move through. This could be a karmic lesson where they left the partner in another lifetime and now they're balancing the energy. Souls are very interested in balancing energy and completing it. So it could be that in a previous lifetime, Corey and Lea, as we know them today, were in another lifetime, and she was the one who left first in that lifetime experience. You know, she died early, or she left him, or there's something where there's a balance in place here. And there's also a lot of service in place. There are gifts within these scenarios. It's about soul growth. It's about moving through all of the emotional pains so that you can embrace this experience of life even more. That is actually what I feel very strongly for both Corey Monteith, James Gandolfini, Whitney Houston. It's a reminder of how precious, okay, I'm also feeling Steve Jobs, of how precious and amazing the gift of life is. Do you ever see that in your life? Yes, there are lessons, challenges, burdens, things that come up, but do you ever look out the window and see the magnificence of a tree? Do you ever look at your life and all that you have because of what you've created? Do you take those quiet moments of gratitude and contemplation and appreciation for all that you are Do you do that? Because that is what's essential right now. The reminders of how life is a gift, of how this time right now is incredible in the world, in the galaxy. And where are you appreciating that in yourself and who you are and the fact that you're here? The other thing about the celebrity passing is that it's a reminder of impermanence. Nothing is permanent. No one is permanent. The people in your lives aren't permanent. You know, our parents pass away. We pass away. Children grow. Things change. You know, everything is about change right now, very dynamic, quantum change. But the impermanence of life adds more value and more preciousness to our experiences. Sometimes celebrities pass to jolt us to greater self-awareness. That is, the higher evolved souls will pass on a big level to remind us how amazing life is, of how to appreciate it. That's actually what I'm feeling strongly with the energy of James Gandolfini, is that that was an intentional public energy he had, and it was almost like he was like, okay, I'm done here. I had this great career. I have a family. I have a newborn. I have a wife. I have all these beautiful things I've created, and I'm done with this experience, and now I'm moving forward. And that is a very intentional life decision, soul decision, and it has many gifts to it. You know, we hear about appreciating every day and loving the people that are in our lives, and you know, we quote unquote know these things in our minds and we get it, but how much are you really practicing it every day? And sure, some days it's easier than others, and yes, you know, things come and go, but the idea is that we have a lot that we can create. Everything is energy, and your energy is valuable. When celebrities pass, it is a wake up on a global scale to self-assess where you're at with what you want in your life. And knowing that life is short, and it's about going for it, making your dreams a part of your life, because that's really what it's all about. You know, there's a reason, too, why celebrities pass at the height of their fame. I feel it as a sense of, yeah, I did all this. I was famous. I was rich. I had this career. I had, you know, it's like I've created all this. And now I can just leave it, because so what? It's like, the only thing that's real is the love and the energy I've offered. Everything else changes and leaves. And so I'm feeling strongly with these celebrity passings is that it's almost like they're saying, yes, I've done all this, but it's not important. What's important is the love I've created and offered to you, to the earth. It's not about me, the ego sense of me. It's about the energy I've given and shared. So that comes back to us. What energy are you giving and sharing? That's one of the important messages right now in the creativity part of this. What are you creating in your life? What are you doing that's authentically you? How are you expressing yourself? How are you trusting yourself and taking steps to support that? With the James Gandolfini energy, I also feel very strongly that there's a soul contract, most definitely in place with his youngest, I think it's a daughter, because I'm not sure how old she is, but there's a baby involved. That baby has a soul contract with him, just as his young wife has a soul contract with him. Again, this is about the balance and knowing that souls are always in service to each other. So think about it from that perspective. when we see these transitions, yes, there is shock and grief and emotions and sadness and all those things which are human and necessary and valid. But from the bigger soul perspective, we are always in service to each other. We are always helping each other learn, grow, expand, understand something better. We could be learning how to let go. We could be learning how to stand in our own energy more. We could be learning detachment. We could be learning ways of trusting ourselves on deeper levels. We could be understanding how precious this life experience really is. So when we see a father die and leave behind a young child, that child requested on a soul level to have that experience. The child probably also has other soul contracts in place for another male to come in and play a father role at some point. There are always gifts in every scenario, and this is where we expand our consciousness. This is where we see it from a bigger perspective. And that is one of the gifts of these passings, of understanding how powerful you are, your ability to create daily the life of your dreams. I know those phrases get thrown around. We hear it a lot. But there's some essential messages there that we need to be reminded about. I'm feeling very strongly that the passings we experience are gifts for us on an individual level, not just collectively. That you, when people pass, it's an opportunity for you to check in with yourself and the emotions that are triggered for you. What comes up for you in the letting go scenario? How do you let go? How do you literally let go on a daily basis? How do you let go of everything big and small in your life? And where can that process be further refined and smoothed out? So on a personal level, look at the letting go energies that come up for you and check in with that and see where you can improve that, what emotions come up, what messages are coming through for you. Now, I am feeling the energies of Whitney Houston, and she's a card. I mean, she's funny. She's like, give me the mic, give me the mic. You know, she's very used to, of course, being out there and being a star. But one of her messages that I still feel so strongly is literally saying, girl, this thing called life is awesome, it's precious. What are you doing? You know, don't just play around with it. Make it real. Make it happen. Go for it. You deserve it. There's such a spark in her energy, such an essence, such a like a vibrancy. And when I feel her energy, to me it feels like light yellows and bright pinks together. That sparkly, high vibe, shining energy that just wants people to create and have fun. Like, you know, sometimes you just gotta let go of the burdens. You gotta have fun with what you can do and go play. Go out there and play. Let yourself be free. Do what you need to do. Get away from the harder energies that maybe you feel from time to time. Her energy is very playful. Have fun. Express yourself. And it's also about don't get so caught up in what people think, what people are going to say, what people are going to think about you or do about you. She chose to pass very intentionally, but she also took some secrets with her. And she was sorry she wasn't braver enough to be more of her true self. But that's one of her messages. Be more of your true self in ways that, like, just don't hold back. That's also why she numbed herself with the drugs and alcohol. It's because she didn't know how else to deal with some of her personal truths, and it was easier to escape. So look at if you are escaping something or denying it or trying to outrun it on some level. And know that there's so much support now for being more of your true self, for shining more, for stepping into your radiance. And it's okay to go slow with that, depending on how you deal with change and what is comfortable for you. It could be slow steps. Great. It could be one thing a month. Perfect. You know, it can be whatever it needs to be for you, but just head in that direction. And I'm feeling her energy, and she's just saying it just goes by so fast. And you will be more excited by what you have created than anything else. Very peaceful, very loving energy, very uplifting, like shaking her head about stuff that doesn't matter, the pettiness, the critiques, the smallness. It comes back to self-love, and that's one of her main gifts, her main lessons. I think we're going, well, I know there will be more celebrity passings. Isn't that profound? I know. But keep these thoughts in mind when souls choose to leave. Also keep them in mind when people in your life leave and they pass away. Keep in mind that it means their soul has made the choice. Keep in mind that it is intentional. And also remember impermanence. Nothing lasts forever. But what are you doing now to make the most of your experience now? What are you creating? What are you offering? And find pieces in every day to have that joy, to have the appreciation for life, to just love yourself for where you are right now on your journey, knowing that it's perfect for you. And there's unlimited potentials of what you can create and do. Okay, I'm feeling that message is complete. So I hope this got you thinking and opened you up to some higher levels of awareness and consciousness. The next live show I'll be doing on Wednesday, the, I believe it's the 24th, is going to be about the difference of consciousness. I'm going to explore the five different types of consciousness, and then you can see how each type of consciousness may or may not be showing up in your life, and what the messages are there for you, and how you can raise that vibration and raise those levels of consciousness as needed. So it's going to be a great, great show. Hope you can hear that one. Remember, you can hear all of these shows on iTunes as well as Blog Talk Radio at any time. That's one of the reasons I love doing is because you have access to it all hours of the day from anywhere on the planet. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Have a wonderful, beautiful week ahead, and I'll catch up with you soon. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life.
This is my moment.